Hi, it's Pete Norstedt here, and welcome to week 7 of the Premier League betting podcast. As usual, I'm joined by Jimmy Kempton. How are you doing, Jimmy?
Not too bad, thanks, Peter. If my voice sounds a bit croaky, it's because I've been shouting at old man David Moyes last night when I watched West Ham beat the Imps 1-0.
And you were saying, weren't you, this weekend, Lincoln are playing Cheltenham, and you didn't realise Cheltenham haven't scored yet this season. That's incredible.
It truly is incredible. 9 games into the season and Cheltenham haven't scored a goal. Because normally you'd find a dodgy penalty, an offside that wasn't given, or, you know, anything. You always find a way to score in 9 games. Well, they will do on Saturday.
Well, that's what I thought when Peterborough played them. I thought it's bound to be this week. But yeah, they're going to thump somebody 3 or 4-0, won't they? It's inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, probably us on Saturday afternoon.
Talking about good thumpings, one of our selections.
Well, we thought Sheffield United plus 1.25 was at quite good value at home to Newcastle. I think we'd have needed plus 7, wouldn't we, to have got
I mean, let's have a look at. I'll go through as usual. I'll go through the services. Your service with your football selections. You know, pretty good start. 10 selections plus 3.05 points.
So that's Matt, 30%, isn't it? 30%
ROI. Yeah. Matt's after 32 selections on the NCAA plus 7.91. Oh. On the NFL, 15 selections plus 4.07. I haven't actually got my NFL. The NFL last week, I think I went something like, I think it was 8 losers, 6 winners.
Okay.
Looking at the podcast stats, I'm plus 1.35 points. Obviously hit. I had 2 losers last week. Hit by that Sheffield Newcastle. And you were hit again by Sheffield Newcastle. And you're minus 0.66. However, on the weekly, you know, this every selection, you went 7-3 last week, which is good. Now you're 125.5, push 6. Lost 24. I went 4 and 4.5 losses. So that was my first losing week last week. And I went 31, 5 and 18. So pretty good.
Yeah, doing all right. Ticking along nicely. A lot of numbers there you threw at me there. Pete, my head's spinning.
Yeah. Well, I always sort of, I once a week I put these results on Twitter and then people can see how we're doing, and that, and
let's transparency, Peter. Yeah. That's what we need, full transparency.
And here we have, we're starting this week with Aston Villa against Brighton. A good looking game, actually. Recent head to heads, Villa have won 3, there's been no draws, Brighton have won 1. When off scratch, Brighton's record reads 1-3, drawn 3, lost 4, and they're coming off a 1-0 victory away at Chelsea. Chelsea have started the season very poorly, in my opinion. Brighton, when they're a scratch away, 1-5, drawn 3, lost 2, coming off a 3-1 victory at home to Bournemouth. Brighton won 5 of their last 6, and 3 or more goals have been scored in their last 7. Scratch, 251 matches, 80 home, 80 push, 91 away. My race is suggesting some small value Villa. It'll be an interesting game, this, I feel.
Really interesting game, Peter. And Brighton are the darlings of everybody at the moment, as we all know. And it's interesting. And I've got a preview up on focusedonfootball.co.uk for this game. It's interesting because both of these managers have been around for about a year now in Premier League terms. And the public perception is that Brighton are, you know, excelling and doing incredibly well. But actually, if you drill down, Unai Emery's got a better record than Roberto Di Zerbi over the last sort of year or so. They're getting more points per game, Villa. But I think the media perception and all the chatter of the pundits is, I mean, how great Brighton are. And this, and they, don't get me wrong, they're a very good side, as my bank balance will tell you, and not for the good reason. Brighton started this week, favourites on the scratch line at 1.80. Well, that was last week, so 1.80. By Monday, they'd gone out to 1.91. And I'm just checking now, Pete, about 1.98. So there's been quite a sizable move against Brighton here. Villa have gone 5-2-1 when the sides have met in recent seasons. And they've won 4 straight when the teams have met. And that does coincide with Brighton really improving. So Villa 11-1-3 at home under Emery. They've only lost to Arsenal, Leicester and Liverpool. I think the value here is on the line, is with Villa. And as you know, preview up on focusedonfootball.co.uk for this game, but I do like Villa off of scratch here as the value.
Bournemouth Arsenal next. Recent head-to-heads. Bournemouth have won one. There's been two draws. Arsenal have won three. Plus one the handicap here. Bournemouth went plus one. 1-2, drawn one, lost seven. Five of the seven defeats were by two or more goals. Coming off a 3-1 defeat away at Brighton. In fact, Bournemouth now not 1-10. So they're struggling a little bit. Arsenal away when minus one. 1-8, drawn two, lost naught. Five of the eight were by two or more goals. Come off a 2-2 draw at home to Spurs. Plus one handicap, 185 matches, 63 home, 53 push, 69 away. My rating suggesting the value is with the Gunners. I can't see them not winning this game, to be honest.
It's a very interesting line, really, Pete, because you make two key points there. Arsenal, you can't really see them not winning the game. But Bournemouth, they've not won yet this season, but they tend to be in most of the games, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they've got three draws from six games. Can you see them sort of maybe nicking a draw here? Maybe. I mean, Bournemouth are one of my favourite teams to bet on, but it's for that very same reason that they keep games close and they tend to get relatively large handicap starts on teams. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how Arsenal react after leading twice against Spurs and failing to take all 3 points. The goal line has come down a little bit. It opened 3.25, and at that level, I was about to dive in and take some of the under. It's now popped down to 3. I still probably think the value might be with the under there, Pete. I could probably see Arsenal winning this game maybe 1 or 2 nil.
Right, so you're going to go unders there?
I'm going under 3 goals.
Next up, Everton-Luton. I think an interesting line here, -3.25. Everton were -3.25. 1-7, draw, 0, lost 3. 4 of the 7 by 2 or more goals. Coming off a very much needed 3-1 victory away at Brentford. Who did they beat in the League Cup during the week? I can't remember now.
Who?
Everton.
Keep going.
Yeah, they're in the next round. Anyway, I know that. Luton, when they're +3.25, 1-0, draw, 0, lost 1. Come off a 1-1 draw at home to Wolves. Luton yet to register a win. -3.25, 218 matches, 73 home, 57 half win, 88 loss. So 101.5 plays 88. My rating suggesting the value is with the away side. But, it's a difficult. I think Everton have possibly turning a corner, I don't know.
Turning a corner? What have you been watching? I don't know. No, I mean, you are right. I mean, it was a good result for them. And I'm still struggling to find
it. I'll find it. I'm sure that...
Oh, Villa.
Villa. Villa, yeah.
Villa last night, yeah. So, I was cheeky at the beginning of this week. I got a little bit of +1 on Luton at the beginning of the week. On Monday, it was +1, first thing Monday morning. By the tea time, it had trended to -3.25. Everton aren't trustworthy in this spot. Over the last few seasons, we always go on, Pete, don't we, about Everton's great record at home. You know, you can trust them, Fortress Goodison at times. Against newly promoted teams, Pete, over the last 5 seasons, they've gone 5-2-8. That's a pretty poor record for a team that's supposedly really difficult to break down on home soil. Only 3 of those wins came by more than 1 goal. Now, I take on board your point about Everton maybe turning a little bit of a corner. That was a big win for them last week against Brentford. But can I really trust them laying more than 0.5 goal? No. Even though this line has trended down from 1 to -3.25 in Everton's favour, I still think there's the value side would be probably taking Luton. But I would actually rather trust this to be a low-scoring game and take the under 2.5.
Next up, Manchester United against Crystal Palace. United got a decent record at home to Palace. They've won 5, drawn 1, lost 2. This is -1, the handicap. When -1, Man United's record reads 1-6, drawn 3, lost 1. 3 of the 6 victories were by 2 or more goals. Come up with a 1-0 victory away at Burnley. Crystal Palace, when they're +1, 1-1, drawn 3, lost 6. 4 of the 6 were by 2 or more goals. Got off a 0-0 draw at home to Fulham. As I said, Man United, they've got the grip over Palace. They've won the last 4 in all competitions. -1, 285 matches, 111 home, 75 push, 99 away. My race is suggesting value Palace, but it's a tough one, I think, this one.
another game where you can probably see the home side winning by one goal.
And
United, backing United minus one is a brave bet for any person to make at the moment. We'll go back to what we said before they played Brighton last time out at home. United, incredible home record. 17-3-2 at home under Ten Hag. Only five of those games, Pete, have seen four or more goals. That to me says that United are churners at the minute. Now, they failed to score in just two of those 22 games themselves. But again, I think this could be a low-scoring game. This United team do not rip anybody to bits. We know how Palace will look to contain, slow the game down, break it up where possible, play for set pieces. I think the under 2.75 is a pretty, pretty good bet here, mate.
Next up, Newcastle-Burnley. Recent head-to-heads, Newcastle have won three, there's been two draws, Burnley won none. Minus 1.5 goal. Newcastle have only been minus 1.5 goal once, and they drew that game. They're coming up an 8-0 thumping away at Sheffield United. A good performance that by Newcastle. Burnley, when they're plus 1.5, 1-0 drawn, 2 lost, 8. 5 of the 8 were by 2 or more goals. Come for 1-0 defeat home to Manchester United. Burnley lost 5 of their last 6, and they're also losing by the half-time, full-time method in those defeats. Minus 1.5 goals, 168 matches, 78 home, 90 away. So it's suggesting the plus 1.5 goals is good. My race is suggesting value with the away side. And, you know, despite that 8-0, I'm going to go with that.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that your ratings suggest the value is with Burnley. I mean, if you look at Newcastle in recent seasons, similar to Everton in a way, they've just gone 5-8-2 in recent seasons against newly promoted sides. Now, I know that's obviously losing a lot less games than Everton have in this spot, but they're still losing on handicap line here. They've kept just 2 clean sheets in the last 10 outings in this spot. And yes, they are different now, this Newcastle outfit, but historically they've conceded goals in this spot. So then if you've got to then try and navigate a minus 1.5 goal line on top of that, as well as conceding, it's going to be it's a big line for the home side to cover. And yes, Eddie Howe, they've been brilliant for him at home, 21-10-5. But if you break that down into the handicap, only 10 of those wins have come by 2 or more goals. So effectively, they are 10-26 on this minus 1.5 goal line in front of their own fans under Eddie Howe. So yeah, I agree with you, Pete. The value here, as difficult as it is to take, especially after a team just won 8-0, that's often the best time to oppose them. Yep. I'll take Burnley plus 1.5 here.
Here's another one, West Ham, Sheffield United. Recent head-to-heads, West Ham are 1-1. There's been one draw, Sheffield United not one. The line, minus 1.25. West Ham haven't been minus 1.25 since 2016 when they lost to Swansea 4-1. So they lost at home 4-1 to Swansea last time they were minus 1.25 goals. Coming off a 3-1 defeat away at Liverpool. Sheffield United, when they're plus 1.25, 1-1 draw, not lost 2. Both of the defeats by 2 or more goals, coming from an 8-0 defeat at home to Newcastle. 3 or more goals have been seen in both Sheffield United's and West Ham's last 5 Premier League matches. Minus 1.25, 43 home, 22 half loss, 29 loss. So that makes 43 plays 40. My rating suggesting value Sheffield United. And to be quite honest, I think it's a reasonable bet.
Well, off the top of my head, Peter, I'm guessing maybe Mikel Antonio might be the only person in a claret and blue shirt this weekend who may have been involved in that game against Swansea. So I'm not really sure how much credence that sort of stat brings, but I know it adds a little bit of colour to the podcast, people. But I tend to use that more in terms of West Ham aren't familiar in this spot, are they?
No.
They're going into a game where the supporters will be looking at the betting coupons, the players will know what the prices are, thinking, oh, we should comfortably win this. But West Ham aren't the kind of team that can run the score up against teams at will. So I think it's going to be quite difficult for West Ham to win this game by a comfortable margin. Now, it is a good spot for them. They're an overall 16-2-4 against newly promoted sides under David Moyes. And at the London Stadium, they are a very strong 8-1-1. I'm amazed that this line actually hasn't gone to -1.5p, given the public perception of Sheffield United following that demolition. I think there's, I can't really see many casual bettors or even punters who use the metrics, you know, the XG and all that sort of stuff, that can have any confidence to back Sheffield United +1.25 on the back of that 8-0 defeat. I think if you're going to bet this game, you may want to bet West Ham early and probably wait for the price to drop, because I'm sure by kickoff this price is going to be a lot shorter. They're 1.48 at the minute. I'm convinced that will drop down to maybe 1.4 by kickoff. I can't see where the money's going to come from for Sheffield United. Can you?
No, that's the thing. No, you can't. Yeah.
And if you want to back Sheffield United, I think you're best off waiting as late as possible, because what possible news can come in that can really drive the price on Sheffield United down? Nothing, really. Yeah. For the purposes of the podcast, do you know what, Pete? I'm just going to have a little bit of the over 2.75 goals.
Wolves, Man City next. +1.5 goals. Again, I was a little bit surprised with this. Recent Etihad's Wolves have 1-1. There's been one draw. Man City have won 3. Wolves, when they're +1.5, they lost the game. They've only played one and they lost by 2 or more goals. Indeed, I think that was against Manchester City. They're coming off a 1-0 draw away at Luton. City, when they're -1.5 goals, 1-8 drawn, 2 lost, 0. 6 of the 8 victories were by 2 or more goals. Go for 2-0 victory at home to Forest. Man City won their last 6. +1.5 goals, 81, 41 home, 40 away. My rate is suggesting value of the away side, Manchester City. I'm a little bit surprised at that as well.
Well, I'm going to take it, Pete. I'm all over Man City here. I'm not sure how you can oppose them away from home against the seemingly bottom half finishing opponent. Just looking at the stats, Pete, last 50 games away to bottom half finishing teams, and I think that's where Wolves will be. They've won 42 of 50. That's 84% of games. If you drill down into the Asian line, they've won 58% of those games, so 29 of the 50, by 2 or more goals. When they've played recently, City have won 6 straight. Only one of those victories came by just 1 goal. They always win and cover against Wolves. Don't really know how, don't really know why. It's just some teams have the Indian sign over to other teams. And it appears that Man City have the Indian sign over a lot of teams. But in this instance, they win and they win by margin. And you look at Wolves, I do think they are seemingly improved in the attacking third this season. But Man City are just a different level, Pete. And they rested, everybody in the week, didn't they, in that game. So, yeah, give me Man City all day, -1.5 here, mate.
Spurs, Liverpool next. A recent Etihad, Spurs have won 1. There's been 3 draws. Liverpool have won 4. +0.25 goals, the handicap. Spurs won +0.25, 1-3, drawn 2, lost 5. Coming up a good 2-0 draw away. Arsenal, thought it was a good game, actually, the North London Derby. I thought Spurs played very well. Liverpool won -0.25, 1-6, drawn 2, lost 2, come for 3-1 victory at home to West Ham. Liverpool won 12 of the last 15. They are back in form now. +0.25 goal, 321 matches, 96 home, 90 half win, 135 loss. That makes 141, 135. This is such a tight game as far as my ratings are concerned. The smidgen of value is with Liverpool, and it is the smallest of value. But that's what I'll go with. It's a tough game this to decide. I think this could go either way, if I'm not bluntly honest.
Yeah, I think the draw might not be the worst.
No.
In this game, I think, as you quite rightly say, the North London Derby was very entertaining. And I think it should give Spurs fans a lot of hope for the coming season. And it's quite incredible, really. Are Spurs better than Liverpool at the moment, Pete? I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I think you can make a case that they're very comparable, and if so, then this line's wrong. Now, I don't think we can dismiss the head-to-head meetings, because what is it, 8-2-0?
Yeah.
Liverpool over the last few seasons. Over 2.5 goals has gone 8-2. Yes, on both teams, the score is hitting 9 of those 10 matches. I think all of those stats and trends and the way the teams we've seen so far this season play suggests it's going to be a really open and attacking game. I know last week we cashed on the focusedonfootball.co.uk website with the overs in the North London Derby, and that was the over 3.5 goals. Wouldn't surprise me if we see a similar outcome here, Pete. I can't see any side keeping a clean sheet. I think it's been a really entertaining game. But again, wouldn't surprise me if it ended all square. So I will take the draw outright, Peter.
Not Forest versus Brentford. This is on Sunday afternoon. Strange time, this, isn't it? 2 o'clock this is kicking off, which is quite a shame. It must be. Oh, it's the Ryder Cup, isn't it?
Is that the reason?
I would have said so, wouldn't you?
Oh, my God. Sorting kickoffs out for bloody blokes hitting a ball with a stick.
Mind you, though, I think it will be sort of sorted by then, won't it? 2 till 4, that game will be on. I suppose Sky will want the eyes on that, won't they?
Shambles. What a shambles. Sorry, carry on.
Forest versus Brentford. Yeah, Rita Ed said it was a draw last season. This game's off scratch. Forest off scratch. 1-2 drawn, 2 lost, 1. Come off a 2-0 defeat to West Ham City. Brentford 1-1 drawn, 3 lost, 4. Not great, really, away off scratch. Come off a 3-1 defeat at home to Everton. 2 or less goals have been seen in Forest's last 3. Scratch 2-5-1, 80 home, 80 push, 91 away. My rating suggested some good value Brentford. I think that would be the one that I would go for, especially after coming off that loss. I don't think Forest have been as potent at home, you know, since the start of the season. So, yeah, I think Brentford could be reasonable.
And they've lost Brendan Johnson, who's gone to Spurs, and I don't think we can dismiss how big of an impact he used to have in that Forest attacking third. Now, this line of scratch, it opened Brentford 1.82, and they were looking like they were going to trend down to minus quarter of a goal favourites at one point. But last weekend's results have seen this price shift out to 1.88 by Monday morning. And now, as we record this lunchtime on Thursday, they're 1.90 off of scratch. Forest lead them in the table, though. And we know Brentford are a resilient side. Even when they lose games, they tend to lose them narrowly. You always get a good run for your money when wagering on them. Well, probably bar last Saturday against Everton. Goal line open, 2.5. It's now 2.25. I think this is going to be a similarly low-scoring game, Pete. A bit cheeky here. I'm going to take the draw again outright here. Wouldn't surprise me if this game ended either goalless or one apiece.
Finally, the West London Derby, Fulham against Chelsea. Recent Etihad's Fulham are 1-1, Chelsea are 1-2. Plus half a goal here. Fulham, when plus half a goal, poor record really. 1-1, drawn, 0, lost, 4, cup, and 0-0 draw away at Palace. Chelsea, when minus half a goal, 1-4, drawn, 3, lost, 3, coming off a 1-0 defeat at home to Villa. Chelsea, not scored in their last 3, plus half a goal, 140 matches, 72 home, 68 away. Morace is suggesting value Fulham and decent value Fulham as well. Again, I'm surprised at that.
Why are you surprised?
I just don't. Again, you're going to say name recognition.
Well, I am, yeah. I mean, since the beginning of last season, Pete, Chelsea have gone 5-5-11 away from home. Their wins have come at Villa, Bournemouth, Palace, Everton and Leicester. Does that record suggest, unless you take in name recognition, that they should be a half-goal favourite?
No, it doesn't, does it? Not at all.
No, I mean, the line opened at minus a half. It actually trended to minus a quarter at one point, but money seems to have come back in for Chelsea. And I said last weekend that Chelsea aren't very good. And last weekend's events against Villa, not that losing to Villa is a disgrace anymore, because they were a very good and well-organised outfit, but the fact that they were so heavily favoured on home soil against Aston Villa and then disappointed, I'm shocked that this line didn't open a quarter and trended towards scratch rather than the way it is. I mean, Chelsea still have a better squad of players than Fulham, so at some point there will be value on Chelsea. But I don't think it's at this price point. I almost thought we were going to get there as it moved to minus a quarter. I thought, oh, you know what? If we get to sort of, you know, minus a quarter at odds against, or maybe even get to scratch, maybe there could be some value on Chelsea, but it's doubled down and gone the other way. I've got a preview out on focusedonfootball.co.uk for this game. Again, Pete, I think plus a half a goal. I agree with you. I think Fulham are the value side. But like I say, I do have a selection on focusedonfootball.co.uk as well.
This is another, well, again, it's a toughish week, isn't it? I'm certainly not going to be going on any 2-pointers this week. I'm going to stick to 1 point. But however, I'm going to go for 3 selections. I'm going to go Brentford off scratch away at Nottingham Forest. I'm going to go Sheffield United +1.25 goal away at West Ham. And I'm going to go Arsenal -1 away at Bournemouth.
I'm having 2 selections, both for 1 point apiece. I'm taking Manchester City, the reigning champions, -1.5 goals. And then I'm also taking in the Manchester United against Crystal Palace game, I'm taking the under 2.75 goals.
Yeah, I tell you, those are for 1 point, are they?
They're both for 1 point, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a tricky week. Nothing appeals to me greatly, I have to say.
No, it's very tricky.
Instances on these tricky weeks, Pete, what I tend to do is, who do I not want to regret losing money against at the end of the day? And sometimes you'll back a certain team who you know aren't very good, and then if they don't win, you think, well, what have I backed them for? On these weeks, backing Man City to win a game, yes, in this instance by margin, even if they don't, it won't be a bet I don't think that I'll look back and regret.
It'll be interesting having a look, won't it, at the the two teams yesterday that were involved in that 8-0. I fancy the losing side and opposing the winning side. I think it'll be interesting to see how that pans out.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's always because you're buying low and selling high. And again, going back to just my point I just made there, if I say back to Luton +3.25 goal this weekend, now I know I'm not getting the best of the line.
No.
And then Luton lose, I'm just going to kick myself, aren't I?
Yes, I think that's a... That's one of those funny lines, isn't it, that they try and tempt you in with. I think Everton will attract some money. Well, yeah, I think they will. I think there will be some money going on that -3.25.
They will. It's often like you just want to, if you're in doubt, back good teams to win or back bad teams to lose. Sometimes there's a good price point for backing bad teams. I don't really see many of those opportunities this weekend.
No, and as you say, I mean, like I say, the Spurs Liverpool game, you just can't, you don't know, do you, with Spurs? I thought they were really good at the Emirates. I don't know what you thought.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good game. And just while we're chatting, Pete, I'm just going to do top 6 v top 6. Just bear with me. I just want to see what the draw percentage is. Not great, actually.
No, but the reason for that, the teams tend to want to win the game, don't they?
Yeah.
So they put more into it, don't they? But then again, the North London Derby ended the draw, didn't it? So
it did. Yeah.
We shall see. Anyway, we shall be back next week, and good luck, everybody.
Best of luck, everybody.